But as you know, if you are of a certain age, have a certain family history, maybe it's just a precaution, your doctor may suggest taking a very low dose of aspirin, which apparently has quite a few benefits. But a study that I saw out of Harvard, which now turns out was about 4 years ago, so I'm really on top of it, that, in fact, if you just quit, that might not be a good idea. So we decided to get a hold of somebody who knows something about this, in fact, a lot, a consulting cardiologist, Dr. Allison Patagemas, and she is here for a few minutes this morning. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
How are you? All right. So first of all, what is the thought of take? Number one, it's cheap. It's a small dose, at least in many cases. What are the benefits of taking aspirin, doc?
So aspirin is a really important medication for people who have had heart attacks or strokes in the past. And basically, aspirin is a type of blood thinner. So the way it works specifically is that it blocks platelets, which are part of the blood that form blood clots, from working. And this can be beneficial in preventing things like strokes and heart attacks that happen when the blood vessels get blocked. But the downside is that it also makes it harder for the body to form blood clots when it's appropriately trying to form blood clots, for example, if you cut yourself and you're bleeding.
Or, for example, if you're undergoing surgery, would there be a problem there?
Exactly. So, you know, that's a big concern. And how it turns out, actually, is that the benefits of reducing a lot of things that can happen in the post-operative period, like heart attack, stroke, or even blood clots in the legs and the lungs, are all lower if a patient is able to take aspirin throughout the time that they have their surgery. There is, of course, a bleeding risk that's a little bit higher when someone takes aspirin, but for most surgeries, this bleeding risk is actually pretty minimal, and most surgeons feel comfortable completing the surgery without any discontinuation of aspirin. So it's really important to talk to your doctor before just stopping it. The exceptions here are areas where even a very small amount of bleeding can have significant bad effects for the patient. And in general, that usually is spine surgery or brain surgery.
Right. So, you know, I guess the thought would be that it's not a bad idea. It's a small dose. What about some people say, well, it irritates my stomach. Do you have any gastrointestinal distress from taking that low a dose?
Yeah, so that's definitely a real concern and a real problem with aspirin. In general, the bleeding that can happen on aspirin is more what we call nuisance bleeding in most people, meaning bruising or skin type of bleeding, sometimes some nosebleeds. But there are some patients who will experience more significant bleeding in the GI tract, and this happens especially if people have a history of ulcers or inflammation in the stomach. When we think about who should really be taking aspirin and who gets the biggest benefit from it, it comes down to a difference between something called primary prevention and something called secondary prevention. So primary prevention is when we try to prevent a first heart attack from happening, and secondary prevention is when we try to prevent a recurrence in someone who's already had a heart attack. We know that the benefit of aspirin in people who have already had heart attacks is tremendous, so it's always important to take aspirin if you've already had a heart attack, and it outweighs the risk of any bleeding. But it's a little bit more controversial when we talk about primary prevention. And so here, you know, it's really important to weigh an individual's risk factors. And so this is where, you know, what you were talking about comes into play. So we think that in people who have a higher risk for having a heart attack, the benefits of aspirin are important enough that it outweighs the risk of any bleeding, even in the, you know, gastrointestinal, the stomach. In people who have a higher bleeding risk, the opposite may be true. So we think about things like, obviously, if someone's had bleeding from the GI tract in the past or any ulcers, they probably shouldn't take aspirin for primary prevention. On the other hand, if someone's had a family history of early heart attacks, if they have things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or smoking, those all increase the risk for a first heart attack, and aspirin can be important in those people.
So in other words, if you're smoking two packs a day, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't think aspirin's going to do much good for you, but if you do have a heart attack, I suppose it might make it less intense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, smoking is a really important risk factor, not to mention how expensive of a habit it is, but we always encourage people to stop smoking. That's one of the best things you can do for your health.
How long have you been in practice, doctor?
I've been seeing patients for 7 years, and I'm a new cardiologist in the area here. Just finished training in Philadelphia, and now I'm happy to be with consulting cardiologists where I've been for the past couple of months.
How does that work with a consulting cardiologist? Do you get referred by a general practitioner, family practitioner?
Yep, we generally get referred patients from other either specialists or primary care physicians. I personally see patients in Cheshire, Wallingford, and West Hartford, and the practice has other locations as well.
Aside from, you know, the benefits of aspirin, so on and so forth, I mean, how sure are we that it works?
There's very good data for, you know, hundreds of thousands of patients over many years that aspirin is incredibly effective in preventing heart attacks. We know, you know, the best data comes in the patients who are at higher risk, like I mentioned. So the highest risk population is patients who have already had an event, like a heart attack, and it's very, very effective. It can reduce the risk up to like 10 to 20% even in these patients in the higher risk population. So it's incredibly important.
The best advice, and keep taking your aspirin if you stop, ask your doctor, so do that first, and then, you know, stop that two-pack-a-day habit. That's probably going to be better for you. Dr. Patagimas?
It's always important to talk to your doctor before stopping
that. Oh, anything like that, yes. Dr. Patagimas, thank you much. It's been a pleasure having you on. Hope to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Good luck. Good luck with your career. Okay, then, Dr. Allison Patagimas, consulting cardiologist. We only get you the best. See, that's what we do for you. So, in other words, if you're thinking of stopping it, just check in with the doc first. Might be a good idea. It's time for a break. We'll come back, check a little weather, and...